Hello, Aries. Welcome to Taurus season. You made it here. You made it through Aries season. As you may remember from your reading last month, Aries season was a big season, not just because the sun was in your sign, but there was a lot of planetary activity in Aries and the first of several eclipses that will occur in your sign over the course of the next 2 years, the first of which happened just before Taurus season began, literally a couple of hours before the sun entered Taurus. And this is an initiation. This is a threshold and a moment to take note of. When eclipses enter your sign, we are entering into a period of rapid and accelerated growth, and you are stepping into a new chapter of your life. And this new chapter involves a significant evolution of your sense of identity, your relationship with your body and your appearance and your personality, how you carry yourself in the world, and what you want and need in your relationships, in your work, in your hobbies, in your pastimes, in your free time. It's all shifting right now. And astrologers can be dramatic. I admit, I too can be dramatic in my language. And so as I'm saying all this, I also want to hold it in context of time and note that we are all always changing. And the current phase of evolution that you are in is not a phase that is going to come and go in a matter of days or weeks. This is years that we're talking about. And as eclipses come into your sign, what they are doing is they're pushing forward momentum that has already begun and urges and instincts and ideas that have already been planted and have been growing for some time, but are now ready to become more obvious and explicit in the ways that they are manifesting. Now, Taurus season is a period of time that is quite remarkable in 2023 in terms of astrological influences. A lot is happening. There, of course, is the eclipse that happens at the very last degree of Aries right before Taurus season begins, so we can include it in part of the Taurus season flavor. There is an accompanying eclipse 2 weeks after that in Taurus's opposite sign, Scorpio. There are two retrogrades beginning in Taurus season, one of which is Mercury's retrograde, and it will completely fill the entirety of Taurus season. And then we have several important planetary ingresses and aspects that bring a lot of emphasis into the sensation of pressure and pressurized necessity for change. This is clear in the world that we are living in right now. This is an intense time to be alive. A lot of systems are very pressurized right now. A lot of change is necessary. And in our individual lives, I think many of us are trying to metabolize what is happening in the external world in ways that can make sense for us in our personal situations. And when I'm tuning in with your chart, I am feeling the incredible frustration and instability in the world, especially involving economics and commerce and capitalism and labor and the reality that to survive on planet Earth right now, people need money. That has not always been the case. There have been other ways to exchange resources and support ourselves. And right now, commerce is driving the show. And as I'm looking at your chart, I'm really feeling the need for you to attend to your resources. And I'm thinking here your material resources, your practical resources. And of course, this includes your financial resources and your possessions, but it also includes your body and your energy and your capacity and your interest. And it feels like you really are needing to examine your wants and your needs. Because you're in a rapid state of change and your change is accelerating as we get into Taurus season, your wants and your needs are also changing. You will always have the basic needs that any human being has. You need food, you need water, you need shelter, you need some kind of support or community or love. But then you have many not so basic needs. You have particular necessities that are unique to you and without which you don't thrive. And those needs are changing right now. And I think that some of these needs that you've had in the past are actually no longer needs. They're no longer things that you want. And you have some new needs and you have some new desires. And over the course of not just Taurus season, but I would say pretty much all of 2023, you're really in a process of discerning and refining your awareness of what you want and need, and locating the resources to satisfy your wants and needs, and also clarifying your options and your capacity for how you will manifest and attract and earn whatever the resources are that you need in order to meet your needs. Now, this is a big theme in your 2023 year ahead reading, and you may have already listened to that, but if you haven't and you want to check it out, you can find it at embodiedastrology.com in the horoscope section. And that reading is about 2 hours long, and it looks at the major themes, opportunities, and challenges of 2023. And your desire is a major theme and an opportunity and a challenge in 2023. And working with desire, ultimately, I think essentially, is really working with life force. Life is desirous. Life wants to grow. Life eats life. And what we want compels us in our growth. And as I just said, our wants change. And where you are right now, Aries, is in a moment of very profound shift and transformation. And you are coming into contact with aspects and elements of your desire that are critical. They are so important for your vitality, for your life, for your satisfaction, for the ways that you work in the world, and for the people that you are surrounded by, the people who you are in family and community with, and the people who you work with. So this is a really important time for you to reflect and meditate on the nature of your own desire. And I want to say that throughout Taurus season, the best way to do this, I think, is really through your body and through a somatic kind of awareness. What I mean by this is actually really simple. And that's a kind of noticing or observing what's happening for you internally as you experience desire or as you experience a mental process surrounding desire and surrounding need. For example, think right now about something or someone that you feel desire for. This is a want, maybe not necessarily a need. As you think about that person, place, or thing, where do you feel that desire in your body? What behaviors does this kind of feeling elicit for you? What emotional states? When you feel this kind of desire, what are your priorities? What happens to the other elements in your life that are important to you? What kinds of choices do you want to make? You probably could get a lot of information just tuning in and asking questions about your desire. And Taurus, as an energy, wants sustainability, it wants satisfaction, and it wants abundance. So throughout this season, there is a question around how can you get what you want? How can you meet your needs? And how can you do it in ways that are sustainable, that create stability, that produce abundance, and that are satisfying, not just for you, but again, for the relations that surround you and hold you in your life. The first 2 weeks of Taurus season are really great times to just meditate with the nature of your desire. These are also weeks in which you might get some, I want to say clarity, but it feels like to get to clarity, you have to go through some kind of process of confusion, actually. So in these first 2 weeks, confusion and clarity are both available for you, but it's a sorting out process, and it has to do with your manifestation power. So I could be talking about your finances, your earnings. I could also be talking about the ways that you attract and receive what it is that you want and need. I'm also, in general, speaking to your sense of self-confidence and deservingness and the energetic imprints that underlie your experiences of need and desire. It feels to me that you are digging deep during these first few weeks of Taurus season, and a lot is going to come up in that digging. If there are blockages for you right now to receive what you want and need, and that could be an internal blockage, an emotional or psychological blockage. It could also be a capacity blockage. It could be an external situation, like you don't have a job that pays you well. It could be some other kind of situation, like you are in a relationship that feels really stifling and you don't have energy to actually attend to your own needs. Whatever it is that's coming up, it's important that you give time and space to sort through it. Now, sorting is a process, and it is not going to be a quick and easy process. And I think for a lot of you, it feels kind of messy. It feels like there's just a lot there that needs to be processed. And my sense is that the processing really just has to happen. And so again, it happens when you tune in with your body. It happens when you acknowledge to yourself and when you're honest about what it is that you're feeling. And a lot of us, myself included, don't always know what we're feeling. You might feel like that too. It can be hard to get in touch with your own feelings because there's so much that can often cloud your true emotions, your true sentiment. Especially including relationships, especially including what you think other people want from you or need from you, especially including what you think that other people, you know, desire or find valuable or something like that. So please, in these first 2 weeks of Taurus season, try and get some time and space for yourself. And this is a great time for budgeting. This is a great time for wish lists. And this is an excellent time for going through your budgets and your wish lists with an orientation towards some kind of psychological process for yourself and feeling what is there, feeling the attachments, feeling the fears, feeling the deep sense of desire, feeling the insecurities, right? Like, let yourself be with what is there so that when we get into May and the later part of Taurus season, you can work with the opportunities, because they are here and they want to come in for you, to manifest and to attract and build, magnify, enhance what it is that you want and need, and your satisfaction meeting those wants and needs. All right. So getting into May energy shifts a little bit. And it feels like as we enter into May, there are some kinds of new ideas that are percolating for you that might have to do with the nature of your desire. Okay, I want this and I didn't want it before, but now I definitely do. And or with possibilities that you have for meeting your desires. Oh, I can do what I want and get what I want if I do this kind of thing. So new ideas coming into the realm of your wants and your needs at the same time as there's a need for you to reorient a little bit around some future plans. My sense is that you're an Aries, so this is classic, but my sense is that some of you have been a little in front of yourselves. You have been excited or moving forward in some way, potentially with some collaborations or projects or new friends, ideas about your future, but you weren't actually quite ready yet. And there may have been a lack of information, and this is experiential information that you can only gain through time. There may have also been a lack of preparedness or a lack of resource in some way that had you feeling fairly recently, or maybe as we move into May, that the pathways that you've been on moving in certain directions need to actually be reassessed. And it's not that whatever you are trying to move towards can't happen, but there are some considerations that haven't been on the table that need to be looked at now. And again, an important theme here is the nature of your desire. Is this actually what you want? The nature of your capacity and your commitment. If it's not what you want, don't commit to it. Don't give it your time, energy, and resources. If it is what you want, how do you allocate the time, energy, and resources to get it? And it also may be that there is some kind of foundational issues or relational issues that need to be attended before you move forward. Now, a couple of days after that, on May 5th, there is a full moon and a lunar eclipse in your fellow Mars-ruled sign, Scorpio. Now, this is a full moon and eclipse that is building towards completion in a series of eclipses that started in November of 2021. And this is an eclipse that is really asking you to look at your energy expenditures and the places where you give and receive energy in relationship. And when I'm saying energy, I mean energy. I mean your vitality, but I also mean materials. I mean substance. I mean money. I mean power. The places of exchange and entanglement and enmeshment with other people have been spaces that I would say have been somewhat tense or fraught over the last couple of years, where you have been really needing to pay attention to old habits and old patterns so that you can let them go. And what's coming up around this full moon and lunar eclipse is the need for you to let go of habits and patterns that have you overextending in your capacity, that have you giving more than you actually have to give, that have you taking on or taking in more than you actually have space for. This is a full moon and eclipse that really needs you to communicate, and to communicate in ways that are clear and that are not muddled by any kind of attempts at people pleasing or avoidance or something like that. We really need to know what's happening for you. And therefore, this is also an eclipse that is bringing you very deeply into your own psyche and psychology, and maybe illuminating a lot for you, again, when it comes to what do you actually want. Whatever situations are coming up around this eclipse, wherever they take you, it is a reason for examination. And you really want to anchor into what is real for you right now, not what was real for you 10 weeks ago or 10 years ago, or what might be real for you if the potential of this thing actually works out, but what is real right now. Now, the next day on May 6th, Sherry Taylor is offering a workshop with Embodied Astrology that deals with this exactly. This is the second of a four-part series that she's teaching throughout 2023 on Saturn's transit through Pisces. Sherry is an amazing teacher. She's a clinical psychologist, a death doula, a mystic, and an amazing astrologer. And her work with Saturn is so powerful, and it is also so beautiful and poetic. She is taking us into the roots and origins of Saturn's archetypal energy and asking us to reconnect with the mythopoetic potentials of Saturn in Pisces. This is a offering that helps us to rewrite some of the narratives that have been very solidified in our lives for a long time. Now, for you, Aries, this is a really important astrological cycle of Saturn in Pisces. It's a three-year transit, 2023 through 2025, and it is a transit that is helping you restructure quite massively your psychology, I would say. The particular workshop that Sherry is teaching on the 6th deals a lot with boundaries and helping us to know what is real. Do you really feel that way? Do you really want that thing? Is this really the choice that you want to make? I think you want to take that workshop. You can catch the recording if you can't make it live. It is one thing to listen to a horoscope. It's an entirely different thing to work with your own astrology. Please work with your own astrology. It is so, so, so powerful. The 2 weeks following the full moon and Sherry's workshop are weeks that bring in a lot of opportunity and abundance. These are weeks that really want to help you get what you want and need, but they need you to know what you want and need. They need clarity from you. They need confidence from you. They need you to have meditated somewhat to refine and discern where you're coming from. They need you to be centered in your own desire. And if you are not, then they are weeks that honestly could bring some amount of luck and opportunity, but could also bring a lot of opportunities for you to spend money that you don't have on the wrong things with the wrong people at the wrong time because you haven't clarified what you want and need. And these last 2 weeks might come in with a lot of like, ooh, wow, yeah, I want that, I want this, I want that. And it could be confusing for you if you haven't done the discernment work. Please do the discernment work. It's super important. Use your energy wisely. At the end of Taurus season, as we move into Gemini season, Mars is moving into your fellow fire sign Leo. This is an intense transit in the world. It brings a lot of pressure into our communal space, but for fire signs and for you, Aries, it feels energizing. It feels activating, and it feels potentially really helpful and quite exciting when it comes to some of the wants and the needs that you can potentially satisfy if you have discerned what they actually are. Okay, on May 20th, there is another guest workshop with Embodied Astrology. This one is facilitated by two of my favorite people, Ramon and Michelle Gabrieloff Parrish. This is their third workshop with Embodied Astrology. They've been good friends for some time, and they are offering an astrology orientation towards work with climate and food justice. They are looking at transforming systems and revolutionizing our relationships with land, labor, and food. Ramon and Michelle are poets, they are artists, they are deeply creative climate and food justice educators and cosmic cultural futurists. And for anybody out there who is concerned about the future of the planet and our waterways and our land and our food and our ability to sustain and survive on this beautiful planet Earth, and you want to work with astrology, this is a cool workshop to attend. You can also join me every Monday in the Embodied Astrology Somatic Space for experiential work with the upcoming week's astrology. We work through movement, meditation, and visualization to bring astrology down to earth and into our bodies. can find more information on everything at embodiedastrology.com. Aries, I'm wishing you all the best in Taurus season and beyond. Lots of love and bye for now.